Hello and welcome to module 5 of the Wind Mastery program. And I'm sitting here with my cat Sami, who's like slapping things around already. So I think she's got something to add to this one. So here we are at week 5, or maybe it could be week 6 or 7 or 8 for you, depending on how fast you or slow you proceed through this work. However, for me, it's been a very rich experience. And I always like to remind people that, yes, I'm the guide for this work, but part of what I truly believe is that it's a really enriching experience to do this every year so that you can go deeper with your own process. Because one thing that I always was cognizant about is that I wanted to make sure that I was one of those teachers who walked their talk and practiced what they practice. And so it's only reasonable that I will go through these processes twice a year and really look at where I am in my own life in terms of setting goals and all of that too. So where are we? Where have we been? So we started with a vision compass that we made, a somewhat of a vision map, and then we deconstructed it. And this was our working mandala. This was our working living force of energy that had an energetic to it that then we actually cut into quarters. And some people might feel that we were asking to take and throw away 3/4 of your dreams for the year. And I don't really look at it that way. I kind of look at it more like that we always think that we always try to eat that whole elephant. And when we really get down to it, there's probably enough richness in 1/4 of the quadrants to really get everything that you need to inform you from for the year. And you're going to understand a little bit more as I share the process of my own unfolding this week, because it's more fair for me to share my unfolding than to, you know, broadcast what other people's experiences are on the wall. And for me, I got down to 1 quadrant, which was the southeast quadrant, which gives me an idea that I'm looking for things, emotional stuff that are going to change the way that I view the world. And that did ultimately come down to my question for the year is, how would my belief system change if I felt safe? And this just tracks all the way back to the spring equinox when we pulled the south wind for the eastern quadrant of new beginnings. And it was all about what if our feelings are in alignment with our beliefs this year. So that might be a growing theme for the year for some of you, or maybe you say, no, I don't feel that resonance at all. However, it kept reappearing in the mandala that I created and in several other mandalas that I watched. And then we actually, with this 1 quadrant, we pulled a wind to work with. And so for those of you who pulled a wind that you weren't all that friendly with, that's a good thing, because you'll get to know this wind more intimately over the course of the year. But later today, I'm going to talk about wind knots to empower these 3 goals that you came up with. And you're going to actually pull a wind for each knot. So if you're in the doldrums, which some of you are, not know that you're going to have some other input from some other wind characters, wind energetics, wind dynamics as you go. So we made a list of all things that are growing this year, and I'm calling those our goals. And so for me, the goals were to source for my own inner knowing, to keep expanding, and to keep working towards the next book. And so one might think like the goal should be the finished book, but as I've grown in the wind work, for me, a lot of these goals are more about how I want to show up and how I want to be in the world instead of what I want to achieve. Because if I'm sourcing from my own inner knowing and I'm allowing a certain kind of expansion and I have a goal of 2 books, then that's enough to me to keep adjusting my sales in order to am I shifting my sales towards that becoming always? Am I adding, am I fueling my inner wisdom? Am I allowing myself to expand, or am I contracting? And truly those are good things. Like, so when I look at for example, I'm speaking at a workshop at the end of the month. And so is this expanding or is this contracting? Well, for me, it feels like I'm expanding. And today I told the woman, because I don't know how many people are going to have, that I would give away books to everyone who came. Because for me, that's a way of getting another 100 books out into the world. And trust me, I spend a lot of money on Facebook advertising and stuff. At least people are going to go home with the book, and, you know, we'll get to our, the wind gave me a goal of getting this work into the hands of 1 million people. And they didn't really care that it was going to cost me money and labor and stuff like that. That was their goal. And I chose to either accept it or not accept it. Hopefully, you know, this will continue to reveal itself to myself. But my personal goals for this year are all in alignment with my, you know, bigger life purpose. And so then as we place these goals, we start to look forward. And this is definitely going to come up in the next few weeks, is the resistances as you move in a new direction of sprouting or setting or, you know, of placing your goals. And for me, like, one of the resistances that came up immediately was of in how that I'm going to publish my next book. It doesn't feel right. And there's just a number of different reasons for me that it might not be the ultimate home of my book, my next book. And so, you know, so that's the resistance. And the first piece of my resistance can say, oh, like, I'm never going to publish another book. Or I can say, no, that there's a better home for my body of work. And I'm going to remove the resistance of feeling bad, you know, like I've done something wrong, because that's where I go, to really working on the next book proposal and getting it done. Now, we always have a place to stand. We can either be a victim to what happens with us, or we can really use it as a pivotal point for going forward in our life. And so that kind of happened for me last week, whereas, you know, it seemed clear that I'm not in the right book house. I mean, they have a webinar with, you know, 84 speakers, and they don't include their new authors. To me, that's not the place that I want to spend a lot of my energy, because I want to feel like that I'm part of a community, because, you know, that's what I promote is community, and that doesn't feel very nurturing. So, you know, long story short, you know, I met with somebody in LA to, you know, pitch my movie idea the same kind of day that this all kind of unfolded. So you get a resistance and you get to do with what you want with it. Oh, life is not working for me, or life is giving me exactly what I need in order to grow and expand, which is one of my goals for this year. So do you see how that works? So then we were going to write 3 achievable goals you would like to accomplish this year, and then action steps to go along with it. And so that's where we are now. So we're going to talk about the energy of the wind dynamics, and we're going to talk about the resistance exercise, which is in the book. And then we're going to actually make wind knots in order to fuel ourselves towards, you know, to get a little extra wind when I'm not trusting my inner knowing, and I'm calling one of my few psychic friends that I say, hey, I don't know what to do, and they have to give me the guidance, instead of me going inside and checking and say, what do I want to do? So, and we're all guilty of that, but it's still that when I source from my own inner knowing, everything is okay today. So what are these achievable goals? And you might look at mine and say, wow, those aren't really very achievable, but they really are goals, because they're not like somebody wanted a new car and got a new car. Well, that's great, but these are more about the goals about how you fish. You know, if I can source from my own inner wisdom, then I'll always know how to get that next car. And trust me, if you need a car and that's your goal, I'm not poo-pooing it because I'm really excited that somebody got that brand new car that they needed. I'm just saying more for me in my life, I have everything that I need. I have the car, I have the house, I have all of those things. And so for me, it's more about how do I want to be in the world? So my goals, and I don't know if that happens over 60s, are more about beingness goals. And so I can source, and this is an achievable goal, all of them. And so these are my last year's goal. I just didn't feel like rewriting them all. And it was kind of interesting to look at what last year's goals were, because this year's goals seem to be expanding on the same goals from last year. So did this mean I didn't succeed last year? No, it seems to be that I'm growing from that place. And when I stretched and opened last year, I had a medicine session that actually, from that stretching and opening, there was a part of myself that could be taken out, a part of myself, a piece of myself that I think I described it to you earlier in a module that felt like a school locker or a post office box that had within it some bad, not bad, but habits that weren't serving me to continue to expand, because they were just these little safety behaviors that I could pull out from this metal locker. That's the best way I can describe it. Whereas when I needed those habits to push you away or push you out of the way or to be isolated or whatever, I could just get in my little locker and close the door. Well, part of my stretching and opening was in this medicine work, this whole locker was removed. And then here I was with this gaping hole in my energy field that, or my inner energetic, because that's where I see it, is that had to be left open, not filled up, but to be left open. So actually, I think I really achieved that goal last year. And so now that I have this spaciousness, and it's down about right below my solar plexus to the left, because this is where I experienced it, there's this this growing inner knowingness of my beingness. And one of the ways that I've been testing it is when people buy a book, that they buy a book, I've been giving readings, and I've been getting these great feedbacks about how much I really do see and how much I really do know from this place of this inner knowing. And so then the other goal was I was planting a garden, and the energy seed was about decluttering. Was that mine or somebody else's? If that was one, I've been decluttering, but I could probably do more. So still, what am I decluttering? Room to expand. And so maybe for me, it was an emotional decluttering of old behavior still. This was somebody else's goal. They were going to throw away one box or give it to a charity each week. Well, that's kind of interesting, because I think I know who that is, and they're still decluttering, and it's again on their list for this year because I just got it. And but they're moving forward, and they're taking responsibility for it this year in a new way. So it doesn't mean that our goals don't adapt, but that we go deeper with it, okay? So I've been making forms as we go, and this is the what seed did you plant form. And what I realized was that there wasn't just really enough room to scribble on it. And so if you have any notes on these, we're making a workbook as we go. So please, that's part of my book. We're making a workbook. See, I'm already moving one step towards this goal. And I noticed that one of the things that when I outlined it, that I didn't put the dynamic wind of creativity that you were going to be using this year, or not enough space to have your wind. So my wind this year is Nord, and it's the wind of prosperity, growth, thriving, and creating, which is kind of goes so along with my goals. It's funny how that works. And how are yours doing? Do they match in with your goals? And then the wind, the dynamic, and we'll talk about those dynamics a little bit more, again, because they're so essential, is my dynamic wind for creativity is usually more in the chaos. But I was told that this year I needed to use the gestation wind, that this dynamic of gestation, that I needed to learn how to share within. And that goes along with this inner knowledge, but sharing within means, instead of getting so excited about something that I just birthed from this chaotic downburst or this chaotic wind that I want to share it out, I need to turn it inward. So for example, for the last 2 weeks, I've been getting a download about a children's book. And it's more about a children's, it's more about an animated movie. And so instead of sharing it out and splattering it out to the world, because I have a lot of friends watching to make sure I don't do this, because it's really a very novel idea, is to share it inward, to share it in, and take that joy and put it inward. And that doing that 21-day journal challenge was very helpful for that, because I'm writing again every day. And every day, more and more of the pieces of the story are revealing itself to me. So it's kind of all going hand in hand. And, you know, so that's really how that works. So then, you know, you're going to take and list out the five steps you're going to take. And what I realized was it should be 3 to 5 steps, because some of them are more involved than not. Like, so to source for my own inner knowing, the concrete steps, the actionable steps that I'm going to take, is I'm going to commit to 3 wind walks at least per week. It's getting a little hot here in the desert, but I'm loving when it gets cooled down at night that I can go. That I want to continue the daily 3-page journaling, because that's opening up my dreams at night. That's doing a lot of good for me. And I really didn't write one word for a whole year after the book came out. And then the other one for me about this is from the inner knowing, is to gestate a decision for at least 24 to 48 hours before responding, because I can respond really quickly. And usually the first response is cutting, biting, and all of that. And what I saw in my South Quadrant was that I needed to grow up and I needed to act like an adult. And so that meant I couldn't necessarily react anymore from that child wounded spot, but that I needed to gestate and respond. And so that goes through. And so like for the 3 to 5 step outline I'm going to take for a book is that I've outlined the movie, the book, and I need to further that. And then because I'm going to be shopping for a new publishing house, I need to write a book proposal for the next wind mastery book. And so those are my goals for this year. And I mean, there's more in the second one, is like, if I'm going to keep expanding, I need to do some social events. And, you know, and I have, again, with the waiting and things, for me is more about gestating and waiting this year than jumping. So I have a feeling that a lot of things that are coming up for me are about being able to wait in the uncertainty before jumping. So again, so this is the action steps. And as I told you, these were from last year's slides. But so the 1 social event per week, I think I did that. I think that once I put it out there, I did that. I camped out at the Shakti Fest. I only made it one night. And I tried to get out of it, but I did camp. It was glamping, but I still camped. And then, you know, the resistance came up as a noisy tent in noisy weather. You know, I didn't join a meetup. And, you know, some of these things I just didn't get to, because that is the really hardest part for me. Yesterday, a friend of mine was telling me that he has been saying yes to all events, and I have too, but I can tend to be out in the world so much that I really tend to isolate. So this is really some work for me to do this year. So I want you to decorate your words. So like if your theme for the year is about sourcing from your inner knowing, what does that look like? What is that like? This one was my expanding and opening, but what would your themes for this year be about? Like prosperous. How would you decorate that word? So I really suggest making something to decorate your words with so that you really can remember that you're expanding, that you're opening, or, you know, or whatever it is, decluttering, or just pipe in here if you've got like a theme going on that you can share here, so that you can put it somewhere like this. I can print and put it in my bathroom. Last year I had this mantra that said, I am whole, I am happy, and I am new. And that was on my bathroom wall, because we need the reminders to build those new pathways in your brain, simply put. So building. So what do you, you know, what you could do for a theme is you could have, you know, hammers and building or whatever that you want to remind yourself that this is the underlying seed that you planted for the year. Thank you. That's why I still the wind leader. She thought that was a good idea. So the prevailing winds. So whatever happens is once you get moving down a pathway towards where you're heading, then you get that things come up once you start moving. Like, so here I am driving to LA because I know that I had appointments in Hollywood about this new idea. And one thing that I would like to say is that I've been on this path for a while. So 10 years ago, Spirit aligned all the people, all the clients, all the animators, all the movie producers, all of those people were lined up in my life 10 years ago for this time when timing is right to go forward. So, you know, so as I'm driving there, I get a message that, you know, that I'm going to have to change directions with something important in my life, because in at work, the day job, now I'm being asked to choose. So every choice has to come up against these goals. Like, is this working on my inner knowing? Is this expanding me? And is this heading towards more career as an author? And that's how you get to test it. Because it's not that once you put a goal out there, and this is what I hated about The Secret, is that they told everyone, oh, just, you know, imagine that you want the new car. But it's more than that when you are manifesting. You need to need this from the essentialist most beingness of yourself, that in order to really manifest, it is something you need. And those needs can go, I think I go into this more in the fall, but how much when you really, really need something that the universe is going to have to conspire to meet you there. For example, I need clean lines wherever I live. You know, that's just so essential to my basic needs that every apartment, everything, and when it hasn't come about that way, it's because I'm not in the right place. So when our needs and when we get going in a certain way, with the wind is going to conspire to get us where we're going always. So here we have our theme for the year, and we have our quality of being, and we have our current location. And so then these are prevailing winds, things that can come up and trip us up if we let them, or we look at them as like, okay, an unexpected illness. Well, maybe that's coming in to teach you how to be more in relationship with your body. Or that one time that I had a pinched nerve in my neck because I couldn't see where I was not being in alignment. So that the pinched nerve, until I could see and turn my head and see other options, it didn't heal for 3 or 4 years. It was a long haul. So we have that our goal, and so we have this resistance. And the resistance is not the thing that slows us down. The resistance is the place that we turn around and focus our attention on, because that's the juice. That's the place where, you know, if I could just easily slide into the a pattern of something that doesn't work for myself, or I can come head on with this resistance, make the necessary changes that I need to make, and then work with the wind to move forward. So resistance is a measure of the opposition to the current flow. And so some things have easy conductors and some things have more resistance. And so we like to think that if there's resistance, it's telling us to move into a different direction. But my suspicion is that some things flow more effortlessly, but where there's resistance, there's always juice, there's always education, there's always lessons, there's always a way of gaining momentum and getting stronger by sitting with and moving through this resistance. And again, your body is always going to give you that example of show you where you are. And how you're going to approach this resistance is working with these dynamic winds of creativity, which I'm not going to necessarily go through again, because you can read about them all, but there's the chaos, the gestation, the oppositional forces, the partnership with nature, and the process order. What the important part is for this is that the one that you're working with this year, which might be in total opposition to the one that you have worked with elsewhere, is going to be what you're going to work with through the resistance. So when I'm meeting resistance along the way, I'm not going to throw it to a chaotic wind. I'm not going to get in an oppositional fight with it. I'm not going to go walk in nature with it, although that might be a way that I'm going to do it. I'm going to not creatively order my way through it. I am going to sit in the resistance of it, to sit there and get all of the information that I need before giving birth. And that will be absolutely a new method for me. So what I asked on your sheets, or what I'm asking, is to put what your primary dynamic you're going to use this year in the secondary one. And the secondary is the one you can default to your normal one. So for me, I will allow these ideas to come in out of the abyss that I'm going to then gestate. Does that make sense? So I'm not going to say, hey, go out of the one. So you're hanging out there, flapping in the wind like the sail, but to try another dynamic and see how that works for you. So you'll be able to read about these, the characteristics, the chaos, the shadow, the life example, the gestation, the oppositional forces, the partnership with nature, the process order. And so when you're going to manifest form, you have three goals. So how the action steps are how you're going to fertilize these seeds. And then how you're going to go, what once you harvest this. So once I harvest the inner knowing, what do I want to do beyond harvesting my inner knowing? What am I growing from this trusting my inner knowing? And then I'm going to plant a future memory seed for it. And that way you'll, and in that, when you plant that future memory seed, then you'll know when you've reached your goal. So if in my inner knowing that all of a sudden, say my goal was to do 100 readings this year, that would mean I would have sold 100 more books. And so maybe what I plant in that future memory is, you know, see myself have 4 cases of stacked up books that are empty, so that I'm planting something concrete that I know. And so this is this is going to be something you're going to go back and you're going to do for each of the goals. You're going to rattle or journey, and you're going to see how you can fertilize these seeds. And then you're going to go even further back. Now we're in the spring, we're planting our seeds. We're going to go over to the fall and see what it was in our vision that we're harvesting. And maybe look back at the field and see what else is growing that we didn't even know. And so, and then to have some kind of a sign for when we, when you can reach your goal. And this meditation will be in the community use separately so that you could go back and do this for each of your goals. Okay. And the other thing we're going to do is we're going to tie a wind knot for each of our goal, each goal that we've created for the year, and we're working with three. Oh, that's nice. Now I'm doing my wind knots all by myself. Have fun at Boy Scouts. Where's my knots go? Oh, here it is. Mm-hmm. All right. So in the book, there's a removing resistance to change exercise. It's called the weather vane process. So you have that. Then we're going to, I'll do the meditation that's separate from this, and it will be how you're going to plant those goals. And then I'm going to teach you quickly how to tie some wind knots. So the first thing I did was I lit a candle. Can you see that? Because after all, this is a little ceremony. I have a piece of string, which is about, I don't know, it's about this big. And so for my first goal, which is the expanding my inner knowing, I'm gonna reach into my wind sac. And I pulled the wind vayu, the wind of strength, and to trust your power. And this is very apropos for me, because for years I didn't trust that I just knew things. And I mean, I've just known things all my life, but I didn't trust it until I finally started writing down these wisdom on white cards, and it became a joke with a friend of mine. Let's put that on a white card so when it came true, then we'd say, oh, that was on my white card, my index card. So what I'm going to do, because I want to know where this value, where this first wind knot is, I'm actually going to put wax. So in this particular case, this is going to be marking my first wind knot, which is going to be for my inner knowing and trusting my power with this. Because, you know, there's a lot of responsibility with power, and the whole story of Bayou, which you could read in the Winds of Spirit, is about there's a challenge there between the wind and the snake about who has more power. And what the whole premise is that there is a draw at the end, that the wind has its own power and the snake has its own power. And because there's two powerful beings, that doesn't diminish the power that the other person has. Now, what I'm going to recommend is you go outside and do this, and go on a windy day outside with your three goals, and put you're going to put this vayu strength into this wind knot. And since I'm not outside, and and you want to keep your wind knots private, I'm showing you these because I'm teaching you how to do it. But I'm going to actually blow the wind from Bayou into this wind knot. And then I'm going to do an overhand knot. And this is for my first goal of my inner knowing. And you might want to write these down too. So I'll make another worksheet on your wind knots for you. That will be in the community you too. And so then my second knot is for my expansion, my growing expanded space inside. This is really interesting because the other day when I was struggling on my way to LA with this idea that things weren't going to be the way that I saw them, and I pulled on a wind card for me personally about this issue, I got Yang Dong Hom on the Korean wind mother of balance and about moderating my action. So I guess I'm supposed to expand, but maybe in a moderated format, which is kind of goes in alignment with my action steps here. So I'm going to call to Yang Dong, and I'm going to know that one thing about the island of Jeju is that it's volcanic. So their growing season is very important in harvesting seeds that will grow on a volcanic island. And being able to, and the people, they get a lot of food from their sea, and the grandmothers can actually dive and stay under the sea for a long period of time without a breath. So if I'm gestating and my expansion may be a whole internal thing this year about being able to hold my breath and moderate through this. Seems like I'm going to be taking a deeper dive this year. All right. And then, so my third goal is the next book or books. So the wind for this is Oya, the Yoruba wind of transformation. And it's about cutting through delusion and illusion. And so I think that one thing that I learned from Sandra recently is that this idea that we do this work because we have to, not because a million people are going to read it or not read it or anything, but it's my work to bring this wind work into the world with the help of this wind tribe. And you're all part of this. So, you know, to all the rest of it is just fluff, like who publishes your book or who doesn't publish your book. The gift is in the writing it and bringing it forward into the world, and then trusting that the rest of it is just illusionary anyway, and that the wind has this. So let's call to Oya, the Yoruba wind of transformation, for this third knot. Again, if I was outside, I would go outside on the windy day, and I would tie these knots, you know, by myself. And in this case, I know, and I'm going to have to mark and really truly mark this, because I may need a little extra wind power for the book, but I might need the wind power for the expansion before I need that. So these are specific to your three goals, these wind knots, okay? Because you can do wind knots for a lot of different things, but these are your goal wind knots. So then you'll keep them on your sacred altar, someplace safe. They're there when you need them. I have some suggested times that you might come back and undo them when you need extra energy towards your goal, after you've reached one of your goals. Maybe you'll release it at the summer solstice when I lead a ceremony. Or maybe, you know, you'll be all the way to the fall for the Wind Mastery Program, which is going to start in October. And you'll release it then. I'm not quite sure, but we're going to continue with our weekly group calls in the community university. So you can share about these and talk about how this goes for you. And then we're going to go back now, and we're going to go and do that meditation for your goals. Okay. If I have anything else here, and I'm going to keep sacred space open for another week here, because I think that there's a lot of you still doing this process. And if you're doing it at home in a safe self-study, self-wind mastery program, you keep the sacred space open as long as you need it. And when you're ready, close it. But I will actually close it next week. And I'll give you a little heads up when for this live wind mastery program. But let's go back and we're going to do the meditation that I was talking about earlier. So it's the manifesting form meditation. And we're going to get ready to do the manifesting form meditation. So I invite you to get yourself very, very comfortable. And in this particular meditation, we're going to call upon Eurus to come in here because we've been working in the East. And so Eurus is the wind, the cardinal wind that holds the structure of the East and where mind, memories, and beliefs, past, present, and future memories live. So what we're asking for in this meditation is a future memory so that you'll know that you've retrieved your goal. It's interesting that you will retrieve your goal. That's like that goal is out there in the universe somewhere for you to retrieve. So let's start by doing three deep wind breaths in. And that first one, we're going to take all the way down to our pelvic. We're going to hold it for a count of 10, and we're going to release it out through our feet. And in the second wind breath, we're going to still bring in the wind in for a count of 10, but we're going to be actually calling to Eurus, the Greek wind of the East, to come in and help us hold space for our goals and dreams. And on the third one, we're going to actually put an energy bubble around ourselves. Make yourself comfortable. And blow that energy out through the bottom of your feet. And now let's bring in Eurus to the count of 10. And feel your insides filling up like a hot air balloon. And as you release this, let it go out also to the count of 10. And then on the third wind breath, let's see ourselves in an energy bubble. And as that energy bubble starts to float in the air, hold on to that first goal or any of your goals, because you are going to repeat this and do it again for each of your goals. And you're floating out over the countryside. Up over the trees. And look down in the field and see what's growing. What's growing in your field? And this bubble, this wind bubble of Eurus is going to drop you gently into this field this is out 6 months from now. What has grown in your field? What shape is your field growing? What shape is your harvest in? Is it ready to be picked? Do you need help for the harvest? Can you call upon your helping spirit? Who is there to help you harvest it? Or whatever is reflective of what's growing in your garden. And now you'll be gathered back up into this energy bubble that's waiting for you. And it's going to carry you away. Carry you further into the fall. You're traveling now beyond that furthest mountain, beyond the northern slope. Now you're going to ask Eurus, as Eurus gently puts you down in this landscape, a sign. Show me something that I can leave here but cherish, so that when I see it again, I will recognize that I have achieved my goal. Hold this in your hand, or maybe it's too big for your hand, or, you know, it engulfs you as a feeling. Be with it. Does it have a scent? Does it have a color? Is it a knowingness? And then put this special gift, this special memory, place it somewhere safe in this land of the becoming, this northern farthest place, beyond that mountain, beyond the north wind. Put it somewhere sacred. And mark it if you need to. And maybe it's the mark that you remember. And then thank Eurus for bringing you here. And ask her to carry you back in this bubble to this time and space that's now. As you come out from the space, you feel more clear, more centered, and you have a deeper knowing of your goals and how you can take these action steps to achieve them. You feel empowered, you feel strong. You're ready to make the shift. And then when you come back, you take a few minutes to write that down, or some kind of symbology that you'll know? And when you're ready, you can share about the sacred journey on the wall of the community U group with your, you know, fellow Wind Mastery students, or in your private, you know, weekly groups. And trust that everything that you know and everything that you saw is real, and that your dreams are already on the way to you. Oh-ho. I want to thank you for taking this 5-week Wind Mastery journey with me, and, you know, and trusting me as we, you know, did a major process of unwinding and unwrapping and pushing it and pulling it and twisting it so that we could bring it back together as a sacred vision for your life. And this wind work works you if you let it. And I hope that you can all like raise your kites and give them to the wind. And if this work is really meaningful for you, I hope that you will share it with other people. And certainly I hope that you all stay around for the Wind Clan, the Community University Group, and also to join me in the fall Wind Mastery Program. Thank you for letting me be this wind leader.